This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the final Sports Saturday show of 2012. It's been a very fun
year of high school sports,
and we're going to give some of our favorite high school memories probably coming up here later in
and
the hour.
And junior high memories.
And junior high memories. Had a lot of good success stories, to use a post term, in high school sports this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And of course, we are right smack dab in the middle of the high school basketball season now, and a big day, Terry, for all the holiday basketball tournaments. There's a lot of them around the state. And for most of them, they will play their title games today.
Absolutely. This is one of the busiest weeks in the entire history of high school basketball. Traditionally, most teams are involved in postseason tournament play. And unlike regional tournament week, where teams actually drop out because it's a single elimination tournament, most tournaments have the brackets or a pool play or whatever. So this is probably the busiest week ever in this, any high school basketball season, probably rivaled by Thanksgiving week anymore with all the turkey tournaments. So yeah, we're all amped up, and we've got a couple of really terrific games on the radio tonight. The girls championship game at 6:30 at Carlinville between Litchfield and Gillespie. Probably the two best teams in the tournament matching up tonight. And of course, in the boys championship game, it's an all Montgomery County rival right there, with Lincolnwood taking on Litchfield. And boy, the Lancers have really surprised some people. They've come on and they've played extremely well here in this tournament. Not that they weren't capable of it, but you just, a new coach and a new system, and you just wonder how things fall into place. They got off to a kind of a rough start this year, but the last six or seven, eight games, they've really played well.
So. In this tournament, they have certainly been the most impressive team in their three pool play games. And I think when they beat Carlinville at opening day, I think it gave them a little confidence. And boy, they looked good against Staunton when they knocked off the top-seeded Bulldogs two nights ago.
Boy, and then Bulldogs this week, we've kind of commented, and Coach Steve Moore would probably agree, it's not been the best shooting week for the Bulldogs, and every team goes through that sometime during the season. You just hope that it's done early and not towards the end of a season when you're heading into postseason tournament action. So the Bulldogs, still an impressive ball club. I tell you what, Staunton is still a fun team to watch. They get up and down the floor, and they've got, they're very senior laden. They do a lot of things very well.
So. They'll make some noise in the
playoffs. Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, in my brackets, I had Litchfield girls winning the girls' side, and Staunton boys winning the boys' side. But as Terry said, they kind of hit some muddy roads, and
at the start of the tournament, I thought it was Staunton's tournament to lose on the boys' side, give Lincolnwood credit. Yeah. They went out and they beat them. Lancers never trailed.
No,
in that game against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, as Terry said, Lincolnwood has come on, started a little rough, and once they got a couple victories under their belt, they've played well.
Confidence is an amazing thing.
It really is, and it's not only, Tim, at the high school and junior high level where it's so fleeting, but even at the professional level, whether you talk about professional baseball players or basketball players, whatever, confidence is such a huge part of what goes into being good at a particular skill set, and we've seen professional athletes. The one that comes to mind right off the bat was Ryan Franklin, when he just didn't have good stuff, and before the Cardinals released him, his confidence was shaken. And fortunately for the Cardinals, they stuck with the guy. He's part of the organization now, does some coaching, some scouting and stuff, and he's a good guy. But, he lost his confidence and perhaps lost some of his control as well. And boy, it's just when it goes, it goes.
When that snowball gets rolling downhill, you cannot stop it. And as far as confidence, I think you've seen that with the Gillespie girls here winning that regional last year. It's really seemed to propel them into the first part of this year, and they've been very impressive.
I tell you what, the Gillespie girls are just in your face constantly. You think you're going to be able to catch a breath someplace out there on the floor? You are not. They are in your face constantly. They challenge every pass. They challenge every shot. It seems like at times, And perhaps this is one of the greatest compliments, seems like there's seven of them out there.
Yeah.
You're playing 5-on-7. You're going, my gosh, where can you find an open spot on the floor? And with Gillespie, against Gillespie, it is very difficult to do that.
And when you do this and you're successful at it, and you go out there and do that for four quarters, the other team gets a little weary somewhere along the way.
And Gillespie's in tremendous shape because they never look tired.
And the thing about Gillespie, they are content to take the air out of the ball, slow things down, play their style of tempo. You know, if they want to do that, if they want to run, that's fine. But they can work you on defense to where you're just exhausted.
That's right.
And, you know, and to them, a 1-point win is as good as a 10-point win. So a win's a win. So.
And that's the mentality that they have. They don't care if they beat you by 20 or 1. They're coming to the gym to beat you, get on the bus, and go back home.
And contrasting that, of course, is Litchfield, which Litchfield has the ability to play a little more up-tempo. Although Litchfield can slow things down, play more of a half-court game. I think this is going to be a great girls' matchup tonight. We've been saying for weeks this Carlinville Holiday Tournament, especially the girls' side, absolutely loaded, and I think the championship game proves it tonight.
And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Gillespie Miners, Kevin Gray. Kevin, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning, and I would imagine you and your girls are pretty excited.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. It's nice to have the opportunity to be in the championship game. So, can you hear me? Because I'm actually in the gym with some fourth grade girls right now.
Yep, we got you loud and clear, Kevin.
Okay, all right.
So as you look at the, I guess, the tournament as a whole, you had that big semifinal win over Bunker Hill, and that should be a game that gets you prepared for a team like Litchfield.
Yeah, a little bit different styles. You know, Bunker Hill, of course, likes to play zone and likes to be meticulous and control their tempo. And, Litchfield, of course, they got basically more athletes, and, they can play fast. They want to play fast. They're going to play man-to-man defense as opposed to the zone. So, really, it's two different types of teams. Litchfield represents quite a few challenges for us, with their skills and with their length. And, those girls have played a lot of big games already. And, probably the main attribute that they have is, to win.
Kevin, your team's kind of a little bit like the Illini. You may not have the size inside, but you've got the ball pressure outside to kind of negate that.
Yeah, that's the style we have to play. We can't allow the other opponent's offense to get close to the basket. And when they do, it's just a disadvantage to us. Litchfield's got a really good ball handler, so they're going to handle the ball well. Our guards have got a big task in front of them. They've got to play a lot better than they did when we played Litchfield over there about 10 days ago.
And Litchfield is a team, as you said. You let them get around the basket, and they're going to hurt you because they got some girls that's got some size, and they get around the basket, they're gonna put some points up.
Oh, yeah. They know each other, played with each other a long time. They know what it takes. They play as a team. Coach Corso's got them playing together. They play great team defense. They share the ball. They know where girls are at on the floor. They're disciplined. They're a very good high school basketball team, and they're only going to get better.
Likewise, your team's in the same boat, though, Kevin, because your girls have been together for such a long time. They are extremely familiar with one another.
Yeah, they are. We tried implementing some new things this year, and it took us a little while to get adapted to it. But I thought that we got a little complacent the way our style a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't play a stretch of three games very well. But we got back into the gym, and I'm really pleased how we played the first two games of the tournament. It's more back to the way that we have to play. We have to really grind it out, put forth a lot of energy from baseline to baseline, and do the little things. We'll have to protect the ball a little bit better than we did against Bunker Hill. We got sloppy with it second half and can't turn the ball over as much as we did against them. Otherwise, it'll be a fairly lopsided score.
All in all, I think it's a terrific matchup in the championship game. Two teams that are very worthy of battling each other in the championship.
Well, thanks, Terry. I mean, our girls, we've come a long ways in the last 3 or 4 years, and they're excited to have the opportunity. Hopefully, either way, it'll be a learning experience for us. And, there's a lot of basketball to be played after the holiday tournament.
Sure.
It's sort of squished together now, so, you guys start playing your best basketball right now.
And this will be a fun atmosphere tonight. There should be a pretty big crowd there.
I hope so, Tim. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I've had the opportunity to play in a championship game when I was in Carmel High School as a player, and my son got to play in multiple ones when he was in high school, and now I get to coach in one. So I feel quite honored, you know, to participate in the Carnival Holiday Tournament in those various ways.
Gee, Kevin, you're not that old. You couldn't have done all that.
I'm starting to tell my age.
Kevin, we love watching your minors play basketball. We look forward to seeing you tonight against Litchfield, and we'll talk to you this evening.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good luck tonight, guys.
Kevin, you know, Gray, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners.
You know, the thing about Kevin is, and he's under control as well. And,
right.
You know, and his and so many times, Tim and Ralph, we see teams kind of adopt the attitude of their coach, how the coach reacts or doesn't react, as the case might be, on the sidelines. And, you know, always under control. Is excitable, yes, but generally always under control. And Kevin seems to always have, you know, be able to push the right button. So it should be a great matchup tonight. I'm really looking forward to this game tonight.
That game's at 6:30. Yeah. Our live coverage will begin at 6:20 here on FM 106. We need a break. Sports Saturday back following these messages.
As the area's leading trust services and wealth management provider, Bank and Trust Company has been trusted by more families and professionals than any other local institution. Trust your financial future to the trust professionals at Bank and Trust Company. You can reach us at 1-800-930-3935 or visit our website at www.banktr.com. Bank and Trust Company. Bank different. Bank better.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. With the new year rapidly approaching, we want to take this time to thank you for your past patronage and are looking forward to serving you in the future. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, may you and your family have a happy and prosperous new year. We have 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies today. There is a chance for some scattered flurries. We'll have highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear for tonight. We'll be a little colder. Expect a low of around 15 degrees. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 35 degrees. At 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 29 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So, when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money-saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome back to Sports Saturday. Fighting Illini basketball coming up at 12:30 this afternoon. The Illini taking on Auburn at the United Center in Chicago, live at 12:30. And then tonight, our championship coverage from Carthenville gets underway with the girls' title game at 6:30. We'll have live coverage at 6:20. That has Litchfield taking on Gillespie. Our boys' championship will have Litchfield taking on Lincolnwood. That broadcast coming up at about 8 o'clock, depending on how long the girls' game goes. But both games live here on FM 106. But Terry, other holiday tournaments around the state, of course, and the North Mac Lady Panthers and Panthers both playing for championships tonight.
Absolutely. The North Mac Lady Panthers defeated Riverton yesterday in the semis, 50-43. They will take on Moroa Forsyth for the championship at Riverton tonight. Moroa Forsyth beat Midwest Central 49-39. And let me dig through all the boys' scores here. Boy, I got papers with scores out the wazoo here. At Waverly yesterday, North Mac beat Winchester in the winner's bracket semifinal 48-42. And Athens beat Springfield Lutheran 48-32. So North Mac and Athens in the boys' championship at Waverly tonight. So that's, you know, North Mac. We knew North Mac was going to be good on both boys' and girls' side. And coming, it's going to be interesting to see how the seedings come out here for the Macoupin County tournament here in about a week or so.
And the T.J. Wilson, whether he's taking Girard to Waverly or taking North Mac to Waverly, they always show well in that tournament, and that's an outstanding holiday tournament.
That's a great tournament at Waverly, and the thing about T.J., you know, we talk about teams that kind of imitate their coach. The intensity is there. T.J. is very intense, and his teams are very intense. They're very focused for the most part. When they come out on the floor, they have a pretty good idea of what they want to do, and they do a pretty good job of executing what they want to do. So it's always great to see the Panthers play, T.J. Wilson's teams play. They're fun to watch.
Yes, you play defense and play hard.
Yeah, well, you know, you play defense first.
Yeah. If you don't play defense, you won't play.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, and there's a lot of coaches with that philosophy because the defense feeds the offense and can spark the offense. So, the Panthers could go for a dual championship or going for dual championships tonight.
We see that more and more, I think, guys. It's basketball seasons come and go where the key word has become defense over offensive. We're seeing a lot of games in 40s and 30s. You just look at the scores that Terry's going to give here, and there's a lot of games that were won was high scores, in the 40s, and we're seeing more defense, better defense, and not the 80-79 games we used to see.
You know, going back even 25 years, the defenses weren't what they are now, and most coaches teach defense a lot better, understand defense a lot better. A lot of teams used to play soft, 2-3 zones and stuff like that. And you would score 70, 80 points, 90 points once in a while, maybe hit the century mark once in a while. Not the case anymore. Every shot is challenged. Every shot is contested. Every pass is contested a lot of times with the way these teams play, especially the upper echelon teams. They're always in your face. And, you know, if you watch the state basketball tournament, no matter what classification it is, the teams that make it to state usually have pressure all over the floor, and you don't get a good look at any pass you make or any shot you take.
And you look at the good girls teams around here, that's the common denominator between all of them.
You know, and you're not able to get into your offense once you get to mid-court, because they're going to meet you right there at mid-court. You don't have two steps to get into your offense and make that first pass. They're going to meet you right there at mid-court. And now we're seeing some teams meeting you a step or two across mid-court. So you really get disrupted.
Even on the inbound.
Sure, sure. And full court pressure from coast to coast. So, yeah, defense wins you the big games. And it always did. But it's more prevalent now because I think more coaches do a better job of teaching defense.
Yeah, that's probably a true statement.
It's really true. You know, the Coach Lofka, for example, that was the centerpiece of his whole success was that 1-3-1. Let's just face it. You know, his teams could score a lot, but his centerpiece was that 1-3-1 defense, you know, and that's why he won all those games.
Well, and that's the old adage.
And he had good athletes as well.
No matter what the sport is, though, defense should never take a night off. It should never have an off night. You know, some nights your jump shot's not going to be there. That's just the way it goes. But your defense should be there every single night.
Well, you're going to have nights where your defense is not as good as it is other nights. But you don't have to worry about a skill with the ball, you know. And those are things that maybe if you're off a little bit, you're still able to play a pretty good brand of defense.
And this season, to me, Litchfield boys personify that more than anything else. They will go through some lulls offensively, but their defense is there every single night. And it keeps them in these games where they have trouble scoring for periods of time, but they're never down and out because their defense has kept them in the game.
And they just grind. They challenge the pass. They're in your face, and they don't let you get set up and get comfortable in your offense. And as you pointed out last night, Tim, in the two previous meetings with East Dalton Wood River, the Panthers actually had pretty poor stretches of play in those games, but ended up winning rather handily, according to the scoreboard.
All three finals wind up being 20-point wins for Litchfield, but the game one, I think Drew said they got outscored 12-0 to start. Game two, they were down 5 in the third quarter. And then last night, they trailed after one. They were up only 5 at the half and then blew them out in the second half. But they were three close games that you wouldn't think of if you just saw the final score.
And again, Coach Logan, you know, play that defense, and that's your ticket into the starting lineup and ticket to playing time. Play that defense. So should be a terrific matchup in the championship game tonight for the boys with Lincolnwood and Litchfield. So.
And Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, joining us on the phone right now. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and planning for the championship at Carlinville again. Just your thoughts. Having a little bit of a technical issue, I guess, with head coach Drew Logan. So Tobinot going to try to push some buttons and try to regain connection with the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers.
We're out of control.
Hey, live radio. It happens sometimes.
Shields up, red alert.
That's right.
Isn't that unusual? Isn't that unusual for us to be out of control?
Yeah, it's never happened before.
No.
First time.
Must be a first.
Yeah.
By the way, next week we're going to be at the Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Shoot at the 10th anniversary of that event, and who knows who we might run into, but we always look forward to going to Cranny Mac and broadcasting from there, so we'll be on site for the Sports Saturday Show.
Always one of the best weeks.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. And
it's a fun
of course,
deal.
The money they raise there goes to scholarships for Hillsborough kids, so it's really terrific. So coming up today at Carlinville at noon, just holler if we get Drew back. At noon, the girls' third-place game, and all these games will be in the high school gym, by the way. Carlinville takes on Bunker Hill at noon for the girls' third-place game. Boys' seventh-place game at 1:30 has Mont Olive taking on Bunker Hill. At 3 in the fifth-place game, Carlinville against Gillespie. At 4:30, the third-place game, Staunton against East Altonwood River. And as we mentioned, the girls' championship at 6:30, Gillespie-Litchfield. And then Litchfield-Lincolnwood in the boys' championship at 8. Those last two games on the radio and on the internet as well at WSMIRadio.com.
And I'm being told that we have Drew Logan on the phone. Coach?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, excellent. I think you were there the first time. We just couldn't hear you perhaps. But the question was just your thoughts on playing in the Holiday Tournament Championship for the second straight year.
You know, we kind of set the goal before the season started to kind of get back to the championship where we were last year. You know, we're obviously aiming for a different result than last year, but that has been our goal since the beginning of the season.
Drew, one thing about your ball club is that it's not a flashy ball club; it's a kind of a blue collar ball club. And even though you do struggle sometimes to put some points on the board, you're never really out of the ball game because you play great defense.
No, and I was telling Tim last night, we played Wood River the first time. We were down 12-0, and I was thinking, oh, my. You know, and we slowly chipped away and then had a big third quarter similar to what we had last night. And, you know, the positive with the group is I don't think we have anybody averaging over 9 points a game. You know, we got about two or three kids averaging in the eighth and the seventh. So, you know, we're a hard team to key on, but at the same time, sometimes when we're looking for those buckets, we're not exactly sure who to lean on.
Isn't it amazing, Coach, as you go through the years as a coach, you come out on a given night and you just blow the other team away with maybe 12, 15 or whatever points in the first quarter, and then you come back in the second quarter and can't score. Doesn't that just drive you crazy?
Yeah, and then, you know, it was funny last night, you know, Coach Cooper said at halftime, he said, we held, you know, Wood River scoreless in the second quarter. And, you know, the only thing that could cross my mind was, well, now they know how we felt a couple of times this year. Because, you know, we've been in that situation. I know at Staunton, I think we went almost 10 minutes without scoring. So, you know, I think defensively, I think we're getting things figured out. We work really hard on defense. And, you know, I think the kids are starting to really buy into the fact that, you know, even if we're struggling scoring, if we can play good defense, we're gonna keep ourselves in most ball games.
And the Lancers have kind of adopted that train of thought as well. So I guess the first team to 30 wins tonight, right? Something like that.
It very well could be. You know, I've been really impressed watching them play just their progression throughout the season. You know, early on, I think they were kind of finding their way, and they've won what 7 of 8 or 8 of 9 or something crazy lately, which is that's pretty impressive.
Drew, you mentioned the strong third quarter you had last night. And really, the way I saw it, the two guys that really keyed it for you, Ryan Howard and Kevin Young, they really had solid ball games for you last night.
Yeah, and Howard's been struggling a little bit at the Metro tournament at the beginning of the year. I think he led us in scoring two of the five games, and he struggled, and it's a little bit of confidence, which I think hopefully he gained some last night. And Kevin has came on strong again in the Carlinville tournament. And then I think just, you know, the luxury of all of it is, you know, Alex Hall kind of makes plays that gets other people open.
Yeah.
And it allows other people to get quality shots, where the other night against Gillespie, I think we just kind of took shots as opposed to taking quality shots.
And sometimes I think we lose track of the fact when a young man or a young lady's out there and they're struggling with their shooting, I think as a coach or as a fan setting up, we lose we lose the fact that this kid is, when that ball leaves their hand, girl or boy, they're thinking, oh, no, there goes another. And it's pretty easy for that to get inside your head.
Right, and I actually was standing. We've made a point to not shoot. We have not shot well from three in our last two games. We kind of made a point that we really don't just need to settle for those, and we need to try to get better quality shots. But if you have one, take one. And I don't know if it was in the third or fourth quarter, Kevin Young had caught the ball in front of me a couple times and had not taken the shot. And the final time when he took the shot, I was telling him, catch it and shoot the ball. I don't want him passing up quality shots, but I also don't want to just settle for threes. And, you know, I think confidence is a big thing.
And no matter what the sport is, Drew, you know this better than anybody, really. If you think, you're in trouble. You just got to react.
Right, yeah, you know, and we make that point all the time. And it's not even almost reacting. It's anticipating. It's thinking a step ahead and playing that way. And if you start trying to think through a play or think through your shot while you're shooting, you know, many times you're not going to do very well. And that's what I told Kevin last night. I said, you look like you're trying to force the ball into the basket. I said, just shoot it. You can't force it to go in.
And this also holds true on the other side on defense. The young man or young lady who's out there on the floor and can anticipate the moves of the other player before you ever make them, that's a great asset.
Right, and in a man defense, you have to have that anticipation to kind of think a step ahead of what the offense is going to do. And I also think it's really important on the rebounding aspect. If you're reacting when the ball's in the air, you're usually too late.
Drew, you mentioned Alex Hull a moment ago, and, you know, a lot of people get caught up in scoring numbers, what's your field goal percentage. What I like about Alex Hull is he's not only a willing passer, but he's a good passer.
He's a playmaker. He's one of the few kids we have on the team that can, I mean, he can create his own shot, but he can also create shots for other people. And, you know, we kind of look at his statistics, and you know, the biggest areas he helps us in by far the most is assists and rebounds. And I think technically he's our starting point guard, or one of our point guards, and he's averaging almost 7 rebounds a game. So, and we talked last night before the game about, you know, it's not always about the highlight plays. It's about doing all the little pieces and parts, and each person has to do their part. And he's doing those two parts of the game very well.
Well, Drew, if you've made it through pool play unscathed, you got a tough test tonight against the Lincolnwood Lancers in the championship game. We look forward to it, and we'll see you tonight.
All right, thank you.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, as they are back in the title game. And you remember last year, Big Dale banked in a three with about 4 seconds left to tie it. Yeah. Then Riverton went the length of the floor and won it at the horn. So
that was a tough one to swallow. Mm. Tough one to swallow.
Those are very tough to swallow. Yeah. They'll give you a bad case of indigestion.
Right. Real fast.
But, you know, I think as Drew pointed out, from that game on, they pointed to this tournament again this year and wanted to get back to this point tonight. So the Purple Panthers are doing what they want to do, are where they want to be tonight.
And it's interesting, we've got the Litchfield boys and the Litchfield girls playing for the championships at Carlinville. You got North Mac girls and North Mac boys playing for the championship of their tournament. And, that's a great thing for the school.
And second straight year that Litchfield's been in bowl title games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of orange and black and purple and white in the gym at Carlinville tonight. Sure. Because Gillespie and Lincolnwood are both orange and black, and of course Litchfield with the boys and girls teams, purple and white. So,
and I would say
I bet there's a heck of a crowd tonight.
I would hope so.
I would say the traffic on 108 might be fairly heavy.
But you know what? The Big House in West Main can handle it.
Yes, it can.
They got the parking, they got the seats, so come on out tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, come out all day. They get tipped off at noon. Great basketball all day long.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We see it so many schools. Great facility, but terrible parking. But Carlinville's got both.
Yeah.
You know, they got a big parking lot there, a lot of room to park cars. And
good hosts. We always enjoy going to Carlinville.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in just a moment.
May the peace and joy of the holidays remain in your heart. Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville could wish nothing more than this. May each golden hour, like a budding flower, unfold with sweet pleasure. Season's greetings from Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. May the holiday cheer kindle in your heart with a warm goodwill toward your fellow person. This is the holiday wish of the Sinmar Corporation of Carlinville. And during this joyous time of the year, may you recall the friendships of the Sinmar Corporation of Carlinville. During this holiday season, Area Diesel Service on University Street in Carlinville extends to you and yours their warmest greetings and the hope that you enjoy the best holiday season ever. Joyous holidays from Area Diesel Service on University Street in Carlinville.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Listen for live coverage of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI FM 106, brought to you by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Fighting Illini basketball coming up this afternoon at 12:30 here on FM 106, as Illinois will be back in action for the first time since the Bragging Rights game.
That was a great game, wasn't it?
Well, great game.
That was terrific atmosphere, good game. The Illini's weaknesses were very apparent. Lack of rebounding, for one. I think they took a couple of shots, which were ill-advised. Didn't even attempt to work the defense at all. But, you know, that happens. And Missouri's a good team. But Missouri lost last night in overtime.
To UCLA.
So,
They're a good ball club.
Oh, yeah, they're a good ball club. It's a good year for college basketball, a good year for Big Ten college basketball.
It really is. So we'll have the Illini coming up at 12:30 here on FM 106, and then we'll have our live championship coverage from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament beginning at 6:20. The girls' game will tip at 6:30, Litchfield and Gillespie. The boys' title game will tip at about 8 with Lincolnwood and Litchfield. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers, Matt Milberg. And Matt, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And I would imagine the Lancers are pretty excited about playing for the title.
Yeah, we had a walkthrough this morning about 8 o'clock, and they were all in there, and happy to be, you know, at a chance to, you know, finally get a tournament title, first time since 2007. So they are excited.
A little easier for a high school kid to get up at 8 a.m. on a Saturday when they get to play for a title later.
Yeah. That's what Coach Johnson said to him today. He goes, better be playing in this game and then the 1 o'clock. So they're happy to be doing that.
Put you on the spot a little bit, Coach. When you started the season, you got off to a slow start. And did you really feel that you would be at this point where you're at now?
Truthfully, I got a text message from Dan DeWerf. I think going into the fourth game of the season, we were 0-3. And Dan sent me a text that said, stick to your guns. He goes, stick to what your game plan was. And he goes, it'll come through later on in the season. And we didn't change anything up. We stuck to the game plan, worked on it to practice, stuck to what we truly believed in as a coaching staff, and it has panned off. And, again, I got another text from Dan last week, and he told me he was right. So.
And, of course, Dan, of course, played at Nokomis, coached at Pawnee, and Matt teaches at Pawnee. And Matt, one thing about the Lancers, you've really thrust the defense back into this team, and, you know, it is your goal to stifle the offense of the opposition as much as possible.
Yeah, we've done that, you know, better as we got on. You know, we gave up 70 points against Carlville the first time and gave up 60 against New Berlin, and we got away from practice and got away from good habits. And, you know, that's one thing that we've been doing this lately in this nice little run we got, has been holding teams in the 40s and giving them a chance to win, and that's what I told them they had to do from the beginning of the season. So, you know, being able to do that has been one of our highlights.
Matt, when that happened and you gave up all those points, did the kids come to you and say, "Coach, you know, we're giving up too many points," or was it the coaching staff that said, "Hey, guys, you're giving up too many points"?
Well, we knew that, you know, one thing I think that as a coach that I probably didn't do as well as I probably should have, being inexperienced, and, you know, and I tell the kids, you know, you have to admit to mistakes, and I had one myself. You know, I don't think we were in good enough shape to play 5 games in 6 days over there. You know, we had so much things going on, so many things to put in offensively and defensively with a new system, that I might not have had them in shape as much as I would have, you know, maybe if I would have had more experience. And so hopefully, you know, next year going over there, that we will be more ready and prepared, and that will be a big difference, I think.
Matt, obviously you're a young coach doing a good job at Lincolnwood. When you got off to the slow start this year, as a young coach, how much of a challenge was it to figure out how much to change, or, you know, that fine line between making adjustments but not making too many big changes?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we didn't really make too many changes. We stuck, I mean, the offense we were running, I mean, we knew it was going to come around. The problem with the boys were that they were actually running the drill, like we say, instead of playing the game. You know, we were putting, you know, trying to slow them down a little bit compared to when they've been playing last year, you know, maybe shooting better shots than they were last year. And that was one of the things that we talked about. Was trying to, you know, have better shot selection and playing a game of basketball instead of just doing the drills and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
It comes a little more natural, in other words. They feel a little more comfortable out there, and they have a, as Drew Logan pointed out just a few minutes ago, you know, the anticipation of where to be on the court in order to anticipate the ball coming to you, getting ready for that shot.
Right. That's exactly right.
Well, Matt, Lincolnwood, of course, over the years has been known for three-point shooting, and you guys have been stroking it in this tournament so far.
Yeah, that's one thing that we really didn't do well in New Berlin. You know, like I said, they were more gun-shy than they should have been, and like I said, it's better to always let the reins go a little bit later on in the season than it is early on. You know, you can always get it back. And, you know, we have been shooting the ball a lot better, and that's why we're averaging more points now than we did early on in November.
Looking at the other side of the game, how do you match up with Litchfield size-wise?
You know, they're really athletic, and they get out and defend, and that's, you know, it's one of our MOs too, so it's been a matchup situation where we think the bigs can match up with their bigs and their guards can match up with our guards, so it should be a pretty good game.
First team to 30 wins.
You think so?
That could be.
Man, I know Krager got dinged the other day at Staunton. How is he?
Oh, he's fine. It kind of knocked the air out of him, and, you know, his elbow was hurting. He landed on his elbow first, but, you know, I took him out, and I asked him if he was good to go. He was fine, and, you know, he's our floor general right now, and he wanted to be out there, and I couldn't say no.
Typical shooter, though, lands on his tailbone, looks like that's broken, gets up holding his elbow.
Yeah, he said the hip hurt, but I was more worried about his right arm than I was his hip.
The valuable right arm.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, Matt, we look forward to the ball game tonight. Should be a good one. We'll see you tonight.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers.
And of course, Matt, former Lancer. He played about 10 years ago for Lincolnwood, and you know, really excited about getting this head coaching job, and has really infused a lot of enthusiasm into these kids. So it you know, should be a heck of a ball game. And I'm not kidding. It could be a first team to 30 wins tonight. And if these two teams play like I think they're going
to
play.
And you know what? The way that basketball is going, who knows? It could be 31-30. Yeah. It could be 65-64. Yeah. Who knows?
You never know.
Yep. And that's why the old corny phrase, that's why they play the game.
Absolutely. Play the game. That's exactly right. We need one more break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back,
oh, no.
We're going to delve into the world of Pete Jackson. Who is Pete Jackson, you ask? We're going to tell you coming up next.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy the feelings of goodwill that are a big part of this magical time of the year. To stay relaxed, make entertaining easy with Prairie Farms Eggnog. Or for punch recipes, add Prairie Farms sherbets in lime, orange, raspberry, and lemon. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlin, though, wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Hi, this is Big Ed from Rensing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival, your brand source stores. From now till New Year's Eve, in both stores, we have 24 months no interest on any major appliance, any major TV, any bedding like King Coil, our Tempur-Pedic bed, buy a whole kitchen, buy a front load washer and dryer, 24 months no interest with the Wernsing charge card. That's from now till New Year's Eve at your Wernsing stores, brand source, beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast, but being brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Becoming partly cloudy for today. Scattered flurries possible. We'll have highs in the upper 20s, mostly clear and colder for tonight. Expect a low of around 15 degrees. Heading into Sunday, sunny skies. We'll have highs of around 35 degrees. Extended look at the forecast New Year's Eve through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies to cloudy skies with a chance of light snow or rain New Year's Eve. Turning colder with lows falling to the mid-teens. Expect highs in the mid-20s. Right now, at 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 29 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. With the new year rapidly approaching, we want to take this time to thank you for your past patronage and are looking forward to serving you in the future. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, may you and your family have a happy and prosperous new year. We have four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen for live coverage of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI FM 106.1. Brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at the moment, the young man at the free throw line is Pete Jackson because he is not on the roster that I have in front of me. So Pete missed the first free throw, and he'll get the second. 55-22, Bulldogs in control. And Pete missed both free throws. That's an old Tito trick, Darren.
What's that?
If you're not on the roster, you're Pete Jackson.
Okay. I was wondering how you knew his name.
I don't know his name.
That was the other night at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament.
And poor Darren Deneve, I could imagine the look on Darren's face.
He had
face.
A look on his face when I said Pete Jackson, yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm driving home, and I'm hearing this, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah, I can just see old Darren.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in that cut, Pete Jackson turns out to be Josh Franke.
Yes, yes.
Who had been a late addition to the Staunton roster.
Right, right.
And, Terry, you can take it from here.
The legend of Pete Jackson was born in the spring of 1976. And, of course, you know, radio guys aren't normal anyway.
Right.
Right, Tim?
This is
right,
true.
Right, Ralph? We're just not normal guys. We admit it. I was at Lakeland College in Mattoon, and a buddy of mine, Greg Washer, who went to school at Stu Strauss High School. Greg and I were broadcasting a baseball game with the Lakeland Lakers, and I think they were playing a small college out of Chicago. Well, we get the roster and the starting lineups and everything, and we actually had a printed roster from the school, and they had nine guys on it. And I'm going, wow, well, okay, we've got everybody. So we start the ball game in about third, fourth, fifth inning, somewhere in there, you know. All of a sudden, the coach calls timeout, and he comes out to talk to his pitcher, and all of a sudden, there's this 10th kid going down into the bullpen starting to warm up, and I'm going, uh-oh. And I look at Greg, and Greg looks back at me, and we kind of shrug our shoulders, you know. And so the coach comes back off the field, kid pitches to the next batter, and then the coach calls timeout. He brings in the pitcher. And I can remember we're at Grimes Field at Mattoon doing the broadcast, and Greg turns to me and says, "Well, T, who's that coming in?" I said, "Well, Greg, that's the tall, lanky left-hander Pete Jackson coming in from the bullpen." I had no idea what the name of this kid was. Had no idea. But I just winged it off the top of my head. I called him Pete Jackson. And from the spring of 1976 to now, any kid that comes into the game that's not on the roster is Pete Jackson. And, of course, girls' sports came along, so we had to add Patty Jackson. So if you ever hear me and now Tim say Peter Patty Jackson, we have no clue who the kid is. So the legend is born, and now I've kind of developed a backstory for the Jackson kids. You know, they're twin siblings from different mothers. I don't know how that can be, but if we ever do a WSMI movie, that's going to be the backstory for Pete and Patty Jackson. So.
And chances are, outside of the people that's from that team, nobody else knows there is any.
Well, that's exactly
and the
right.
And the thing of it is, when you think about it from the announcer's standpoint, people at home can't see the game. So if you say number 43, well, that means nothing to them at home. So to me, it was better just to make up the kid's name, call him Pete Jackson, because we have an entity, a person named Pete Jackson. Well, you know, and it's up to us to check those rosters.
Right.
And every once in a while,
that's right,
somebody gets added late, you know, and it does happen. And most of the Pete Jacksons, admittedly, over the years have been in football when players will change jerseys and,
right,
you know, go from a lineman to a tight end, that sort of stuff. But, yeah, if you ever, you know, the legend of Pete Jackson was born in the spring of 1976, and he's been
story
with me ever since. So. And every once in a while, you hear, "Who's that?"
Pete Jackson.
Yeah, the legend of Pete Jackson, yes.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Twin siblings from different mothers.
So we had the Pete Jackson sighting earlier this
week. There
you
go. That's right. And I figure, you know, if we ever do a movie, who could we get to play Pete and Patty Jackson? Scarlett Johansson could play Patty Jackson. That'd
you're
be a good choice.
The stars,
yeah,
there.
I tell you what, you might as well go big time.
That's right, go big.
They're
going
to get
right?
Schmucks to play me and you, Tim. Let's face it.
Absolutely,
they're going to get the B guys, the B actors, you know, for us guys.
That's like
maybe C.
Yeah, maybe the C guys.
It's like the old baseball umpire Bill Clem. I heard him speak one night, and he was talking about all the Yogi Berra stories, and old Bill Clem said, "It's kid they brought up. It was in September, and they brought this kid up from the minors, and he was going to come to bat." So they was announcing who he was, and he come over, manager come over and told me so-and-so was going to hit for so-and-so and stuff. And Bill Clem said, "Oh, Yogi looked around at me and said, what do you care who he is?"
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyway, if you hear Peter Patty Jackson, now the cat's out of the bag.
The cat is out of the bag. I ruined your secret. No,
that's
all right. I've exposed Oz to the world.
You know,
I've pulled back.
I've actually told that story many times.
It's such a good story.
Oh, it is. And people actually think we know who the kid is, and we don't. And like I said, it was just crunch time during that one broadcast many, many, many years ago. And just Pete Jackson popped in my head for some strange reason, and I have no idea why.
Yeah. I'm sure somewhere in the state of Illinois, yeah, there's a Pete Jackson playing somewhere.
Yes, there is. Yes,
but absolutely, we haven't run it. Now, see, if we ever are doing a game where there actually is a Pete Jackson,
we're going to have to.
Then we got a problem.
Then we're going to say, this is really Pete.
This is the real Pete Jackson.
And we're going to have to say, the real Pete Jackson.
For the real Pete Jackson, please stand up.
And that's not all that odd that could happen, because Jackson's a fairly common name. And Pete is too, so.
And, you know, and we never did find out who that kid was that pitched that came into that ball. I think it was Olive Nazarene, might have been the college. It was a very small college near Chicagoland. But,
he's Pete Jackson
forever
now.
He's Pete Jackson forever now, and you know, the legend was born, at least in my mind anyway.
There you go.
My mind's not too powerful, so. But it worked.
It worked. It's still working.
It filled the need. So.
That's right.
Not too much today, but years ago in professional sports, especially baseball, guys that were born such and such a name, and when they become superstars in the big league, they change their name to something else.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's not.
Well, you know, baseball has a great tradition of having great nicknames.
Yeah.
Over the years, and that's probably one of the neat things about baseball is if you trace back all the great nicknames over the years, you know, just Mudcat Grant, and
oh, yeah.
You know, just
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson is another one. Yes, just you know, all the great nicknames.
Yep.
Pudge Fisk.
Yeah. You know. And you know, look at Babe Ruth. Nobody knew
George Herman.
Right. George Herman, but he was Babe to everybody.
Babe
you
to
know?
Everybody.
Absolutely.
That's right. Guys, this is our last show of the year, obviously, as we will turn the calendar over to 2013 beginning on Tuesday. But it's been really a fabulous year locally, not only for high school sports, but for junior high sports as well, as there were a lot of champions at the junior high level this year.
Well, we had two in our immediate listening area. Of course, the Nokomis Braves baseball team won the 8th grade state baseball championship, went through an undefeated season under the tutelage of Bob Davis, good buddy of mine, and terrific group of kids and very good athletes, and a lot of their dads played for Bob years ago, and so they've come up in the Redskin style of baseball, and they really put on a performance at the IESA state tournament, and were really terrific and won that tournament. And then, of course, just a couple 3 weeks ago, the Monolith Bombers, who we had in studio last week, the Bombers won the 8th grade girls state basketball championship, and that was just terrific. And you know, I've had the good fortune of doing a lot of games over the years, which were high up games as far as state championship games. And, you know, even though I've been doing this for over 35 years and have done a lot of those high end games, I still get goosebumps near the end of these ball games when you think about what these kids are going to win. And it was really exciting this year. I really enjoyed the opportunity to you know, be part of that broadcast and to have those kids be successful.
A championship's a championship.
The championship is a championship, and they can never take it away from you. They can never take it away from you.
And so. you had the opportunity to do the Litchfield girls who are playing high school now. You had
Tim guys, and I both did.
Did that junior high game. Mm-hmm. You did the Nokomis girls when they won back to back. You did the Hillsborough girls when they won, and so you've had a lot of.
Well, my very first one was the Staunton Terriers in '83.
Staunton Terriers,
late Larry Lux, and but from then on, you know, we've had a lot of good things. And in basketball last year, we had some interesting matchups and some pretty good seasons. In fact, all the sports we've enjoyed some good. One of the football games I remember is that great Carlinville game in the playoffs where they lost in overtime to Casey Westfield. Wow.
Yeah, that is. I think that
hurts, but it's a great game.
And that game very well could go down like in Carlinville lore to what could have been, because that team was loaded. And if they get, I said at the time, they get past Casey, they could go all the way, and they very well. Might have, but they were a fingertip away in overtime. That's the best high school football game I've ever seen. That thing was amazing.
That was an amazing game.
When you lose games like that, just by a whisker, in talking to some of the Hillsborough people this year, they said the 8th grade girls, you know, they went deep in the playoffs, and they said it really hurt because we got beat one lousy point, and we thought of a million ways when we should have scored and could have won that.
And that weekend when Mont Olive was that week that they were involved, I thought maybe we would have three teams playing for state championships that week in junior high girls basketball. So that's how good it is around here. So that was pretty exciting. So, interesting.
Absolutely. And, of course, thinking back to last basketball season, kind of the resurgence of the Gillespie girls program, winning a regional for the first time in a number of years. And they go up to the sectional and showed very well. And that sectional up there seeing Bloomington. No, it was Quincy Notre Dame.
QND.
I get Bloomington Central Catholic and Quincy Notre Dame mixed up. But, it was QND.
Well, Hillsborough was there and Gillespie both there.
Yeah.
And I think Gillespie played Williamsville and Hillsborough got QND.
I'd never seen anything like that. They were trapping off of misses.
They were trapping on the inbounds pass.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was incredible.
It was probably one of the better high school girls team, one of the better sports teams, Quincy Notre Dame.
They
were outstanding.
They really were.
But they're not in 2A anymore.
No, they're not.
No.
Bit of a different world now.
They really weren't. Yep. They shouldn't have been there, but they were. So, but we didn't have any control over
that's right.
So it's been a fun year.
It really has.
It's been a fun year. And Tim, Ralph, on behalf of the radio station, we get treated so well everywhere we go, especially in our local area here. We certainly appreciate the coaches and the athletic directors and the nice things that the parents say. And every once in a while, the parents will come to us with maybe a critique of some sort, and we're glad to hear that because we want to become better announcers, and we always want to be welcomed into your homes and into the schools because that's just a fun part of our job. They pay us to do this, and that's hard to believe when you think about it.
Hey, if it wasn't for the listeners, yeah. The guy who was listening at the game the other night, Josh Franke would still be Pete Jackson.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now we know Josh.
Now we know Josh.
And he's on our roster.
That's right.
He was in the game last night, and I actually mentioned his name. And I thought, the first time I mentioned his name, I said, well, this is actually Pete Jackson, but it's actually Josh Franke.
And a real quick real quick comment of how people appreciate. I don't know how many times I get stopped. Of course, everybody in the world knows me. But people say, hey, I love that Sports Saturday show. You guys do a great job. But I just love to listen to you kibitz with one another. And that means a lot to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to you guys.
We try to have fun. Absolutely. We got the Illini coming up at 12:30 against Auburn. Our championship coverage from Carlinville begins tonight at 6:20. Girls and boys title games here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you next week here on Sports Saturday. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.